Put a whole lot of cotton back in his head, so it's harder to say. It was the second hour afternoon. Continuing demonstration line. Step one. Sender 17. What do we say?
Yeah.
Find your cotton batten in there?
Yeah, man.
Let's take this cotton batten and I'll make it right where you are and make a powder puff out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go out of the front. Let's change this giant space to girl space and put it in that hole that you had up there that you didn't want to see anything in. It was kind of dim. It was just outside the room. Let's put this whole thing over there. Let's go over there and put this mock up there.
I had it in that general area all the time.
Oh, you have, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's just take a big dive and get yourself making a noise like a dive bomber. And let's go right straight through this head of yours.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right, now let's put a big rope on this head. Okay. Now let's just fly away and carry the head with you. Processing him over here. Finishing action. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
The end of the cycle. Got it then?
No, it's still flowing.
Good, you got it? How far are you flowing?
I'm heading up in space.
Good. Now let's change this. Let's change this giant to a devil and still keep on towing him. Takes you to a blue devil. Green devil. Now stop wherever you are and take this mock-up and take this rope and just start swinging it round and round and round your head. So this thing is really going around in big circles. Got it?
Yeah.
All right, change it into a yo-yo. Put it under your feet. Come down and put it under your feet, first line.
Okay.
That yo-yo?
Yeah.
Well, all right, make the yo-yo sing Old Black Joe as you roll it up and down now.
Yeah.
All right, change it into this yo-yo into a very, very solid giant, but very tiny, and keep going up and down with the yo-yo. Guy? What's happening?
The solid giant doesn't have too much.
Well, knock up about six more giants and put them into that little tiny giant. Same statement as you can have lots of giants. When something is unsubstantial, it's just because a person doesn't have enough of it. It's too scarce to have body.
Mm-hmm.
Got that? Is he more scarce? I mean, is he more solid now?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's fly up to that point in space where you didn't want to see something.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's take this thing and swing it round and round your head.
Yeah.
Round and round. Now let's let it blow up in size until it fills that entire space. Victor is really about starts to get chin pulled. He'll see his chin sink back in toward his neck. We get one out that's still got some lines on him, so forth. You always get chin pulled. If you kept lines on a body all the time, and you were outside all the time, you would think that were possible because the line makes it impossible. The guy is philosophically funny, just like some of these Air Corps cadets that go around and put a set of wrinkles in that chin, mister. Got it. Did you get that done?
Really?
Mm-hmm. All right, now move him and the space he encloses over about a mile. Got it? All right, blow him up in the space he encloses. Do that? All right, now let's look around and see if there's any other space around that you'd hate to find something in. This amount of randomity in auditing is really not necessary in auditing. You need to do the most routine stuff. It does have the more randomity of color that you put into auditing, the more the preclear remains interested in what you're doing. Follows that level of interest in the setting I was talking about the other night. You don't have to be terribly interested. You don't see any? Well, let's come down in the room here and be about in the center of the room. Do that easily?
Yeah.
Let's look down below you and turn all these people into just seething masses of humanity. Just roaring, seething masses of humanity. Let's put them all in hell. Work out some of these over here, that's what we're in. That, by the way, doesn't accomplish the new over here. That actually works out old over here. Put them all in hell? Well, now, while you've got all those in hell, select out one particular body, mock it up, put a pitchfork through it, and put it on the toasting coals. I wonder who it is. Got it? Really got it there? All right, change it to a frankfurter. Big table out in front of the class, carve it up very carefully, and demonstrate and say to them, oh, this demonstrates that you can destroy. Now mock up everybody looking scared stiff. Rushing from the room. Got that? Now mark them all up being destroyed by federal marshals the second they come down the steps. Get the guns going. I get how serious these federal marshals are as they deliver their dying speech for their country and are trampled beneath the crowd. All right, take their guns and blow their brains out. Get rid of some of these overt acts myself, Margaret. About that? Oh, well, now that they're all safely dead, let's put them in handle. Put a sign up in front of hell, U.S. Hell. U.S. Department of Hell. Got it? I guess these fellows trying to come out and give a dying speech for their country again. Blow them back in. You got that?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
It's good. I was just going to cook up something real good for
them. Huh? You know what?
I was going to cook up something real good for
them. Oh, really? Well, let's get a special stick there in hell on which they slowly rotate. Set that up, mark eternity. About eternity, and I'll bring it to an end.
Okay.
Got it? All right, now take them off of these spits and put them in another quarter in two iron maidens. Mark that eternity number two. Little process of this great stuff. So let's bash eternity in the head one more here. Got that? Okay, now let's roll all of that hell and iron maiden and the old spits and everything else and these signs up into a little ball outside the golf ball. Keep it for two forevers.
Okay.
Throw it away.
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah.
All right, mark up another golf ball.
Yeah.
Keep it for four forevers.
Okay.
Take a billiard cue. Right up through Coquille with it. Move it up from where you have it, 20 feet. Turn it into a ball of fire and knock it through another Coquille with it. Accustoming to energy. Now, move it out about 80 feet to the right. Got it there? Turn the croquet wickets into hoops of molten electricity. They're going zong, zong, zong. Now reach over with a mocked up thumb and forefinger and snuff them out. Got it?
Now I'll move this whole thing about 100 feet to the left. Whatever you got there. Now let's turn everything you have into a column of howling electricity. Make it howl, by the way. Change it to a howl. Maybe it's a howl, howl, howl. Still got the roar? Or did you make it howl?
Mm-hmm.
You howl, make it howl now?
Mm-hmm.
Now make it howl all lang syne. Jump right out of the top of it and squash it flat. Stop it. Stop good? All right, start it up again. Got it going again? Okay, now move it about 18 feet up. Completely random at first, which direction you move things and how. Well, if you run too long, some of the guys chase you behind your back, fine. But the body will start flows going too consistently. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now get it roaring again. Now increase the roar. Now decrease the roar. Now stop the roar. Do that? Where are you, by the way?
You're not too close to here.
Not too close, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's increase this. Let's start the roar up. Stop the roar. Now start the roar up again, and start it up and make it go like this, roar, roar, and then get it doing a sort of a crescendo, an increase, and then a decrease, and an increase, and a decrease, and an increase, and a decrease. Make it stop with the sound of brake lining squealing.
Okay.
Now make it start up with a brake lining squealing. All right, make it lie horizontally with still that sound going. make the sound go bump, but it bump, 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 bump. Okay, what's happening? All right, stop all action in that markup. Now take the markup and press it very flat and thin until it's a pie plate.
Yeah.
Put a pre-clear in the pie plate.
Yeah.
Mark up a huge icebox. Put the pre-clear in the ice box and then bring him out fully baked.
Yeah.
Got that? And get him singing, singing All Lang Syne.
Yeah.
Okay, now take this pie plate and turn it into a flying saucer. Put it in a catapult from Roman times. Stretch the catapult out and fire the thing way out into space. Now you get on the catapult and stretch it way out and fire yourself way out into space.
Yeah.
Got that? Okay, change yourself into the shape of a flying saucer as you fly along there. Okay, now move out of the flying saucer and change it into a drum.
Okay.
All right, take three turtles, mark them up into 1776, give one the drum, five, and march. Okay, good. Good. Now make that pipe sound like a pipe organ. Now make the drum sound like a bell. Every time it's hit, a bell rings. Change them off into three Marines, three angels, six angels, eight pallbearers.
Okay.
Put them around the coffin, open up the coffin lid, get in. Off of a big cigar,
yeah.
And sit there and go riding off to the funeral parlor. Mm-hmm. All right. Mark up the funeral parlor. Get out of the coffin. Put the undertakers in the coffin. Put the pallbearers in the coffin.
Mm-hmm.
Put the class in the coffin.
What?
The class.
Okay.
Turn it into a flying saucer.
Okay.
Line it up with a big crank.
Yeah.
Fire it straight up and let her go.
Yeah.
Like it's way off there, make it blow up.
Okay.
Got it? Okay. Now, be 2 feet back to your head.
Come in the last minute.
I know. Be 2 feet back to your head.
Okay.
See the back of your head?
Yeah, that's what I was checking. Looking around. Checking collar and head in.
Mm-hmm. Look from here, then?
Yeah.
Change it into green hair.
Yeah.
Okay. I always look at it again.
Okay, that's good. Cut it loose.
That's fine. You had any difficulty?
Yeah, it was very hard.
Hmm? All right, mark yourself up, panic. Okay. Well, I'll tell you outside, I get the beautiful sadness of how hard it is to work. Now, put that on the body. Now, mark up a little dancer.
Yeah.
Now let's put the emotion, joy of dancing, into her. And feel it back out of her. All right, pick that emotion up and put it on yourself.
Yeah.
Send her away, my body away.
Yeah.
Let's move over this index finger now, and let's mark up a great big hand, horribly big hand there in place with huge iron gloves on it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get enormous machinery, blocks and tackles, and mark them up there,
mm-hmm.
Blocks and tackles. Now let's put about a 2,000 horsepower diesel engine there, working winches.
Mm-hmm.
Now fasten that down around the right index finger to that huge hand. We'll have it lift. And look at the workman panting and straining. Get how hard they're panting. I take that whole thing out and throw it down the drain. Okay, let's move in over that right hand. Left hand, rather. Move in over the left hand. And let's fasten a line on it. Just fasten a line on this time. We'll see if you can move it just by moving upwards. Pulling with a tractor beam. Make a tractor beam contract like how you are. Park yourself above it. Make the tractor beam contract. Get a little yank and cut loose. Okay, now, was it easier with that single tractor beam or with the two anchor points?
It was easier with the tractor beam still.
It was. All right, now let's put another tractor beam on it, and this time all we're trying to do is get it yanked up in the air and cut it loose. Let's develop a little facility here. I mean, for speed of cutting loose, not for anything else.
Just feel startled,
boy. All right. Now let's just tract is cutting it loose quick.
Good enough for you.
You're fine. All right, let's sweep in all that in him. Now, and let's take that finger and mark it up just enormous. Get that finger just enormous, lying clear across this whole room. And all the students sort of helping the thing to be braced there across the room. Okay. Now I have God put down on a huge tractor beam. I'm getting straining and sweating and lifting the tractor, lifting that finger just a 16,000th of an inch. And get all the students cheering madly. Okay, now get the finger falling and breaking into pieces because of this treatment.
Yeah.
Adding the fragments out on the car line. Change them all into donuts.
Yeah.
Now change the donuts into rolling hooks of electricity and have them go snapping and howling down the road after that streetcar to punish it. Get the streetcar promising to be more quiet. Now just get the street blowing up extravagantly. Just get it blowing up in large geysers and spurts and snaps. That. Now rebuild it and give them a golden street out there. Okay, turn it to normal, come back in. Go over this finger, put a tractor beam on it, and give it another boost up into the air and then drop it for speed. Feel good?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
A little easier.
Feel a little easier, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you know? Now, let's see if we can get a faster release on that before we go on any further. Get a little faster. You slide down the chair a little bit further. Is that bad? All right, now let's come in over the index finger this time. And let's see if we can work for this. Slightly faster, cut it loose.
Good. That was a good fast. Good.
Well. All right. Now let's mark up you on a ship, and the roaring tide is carrying this thing in the wrong direction. Get those hawsers going out there and get them singing and tight. Got it?
Yeah.
Now spit on the rope and have it part.
Yeah.
Okay. Throw that mock up over about 8 blocks from here and let it blow up over there.
Okay.
All right, let's move in over. Now, let's take the other hand for a moment. And let's move in over the other hand and pick up the index finger of the other hand. Good. Now that was
together there, wrap a beam around the two of them, and lift them up in the air. Let's move over now to the left hand, and let's move any two fingers together. Okay. Let's just go through that. Let's move the four fingers together and then apart. Just spread them all. Fingers together on that hand, take them out. Move over there to the right hand and move all those fingers together and pick up four fingers. Feel about that one? Oh boy. All right, let's mock up that hand. Let's mock up that hand now. And let's hide it. Let's hide it in a green box. Is that there?
Yeah.
Now let's dump the green box down the mouth of the cannon and fire it. Okay. Now, let's move over the left hand. Let's close up those four fingers there. And then pick them up. Okay, now let's move over to the right hand and close three fingers together, just three, and pull the fourth one separate.
That was fine.
Now, just for speed, let's pull three fingers together there on the left hand and pull the fourth one separate. And let's put a beam on those three fingers and lift them up. This is just for speed of cutaway. Not rushing and doing it. And let's lift those three up and see how quick we can cut. Good. How do you feel?
Tired.
That tiredness? All right. Walk up your body way out there in the street. Put your body out in the street. Look at it real close. Got it? All right. Now let's get it getting very old and worn. Let's put a huge toboggan behind it with something marked care on it as a package and have it go trudging up the street. All right, now let's take that body and that mock-up. Let's mock up a whole lot of people down in the street. Let's pick up that body and throw it down on top of them and make them practically explode. I move that crowd further down the street and mark up another body and pick it up and make it just glow with molten electricity and throw it down on their heads and blow them all to pieces. Got it?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Hmm?
How does that make you feel? Okay?
Yeah.
All right, now let's take the four fingers out of your left hand, pull them all together, and give them a little boost up into the air. Give them a boost up into the air. Put them together and give them a little boost up in the air. This time, just get speed and cut loose. When you've decided to cut them loose, we'll see how fast you can cut them loose after you cut them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
A little better.
A little better? Why don't you do it again?